Welcome back to the Potstickers and Punson podcast, a podcast where three Asian Americans discuss their thoughts on anything and everything. Today's episode is going to be more of a fun episode. So we've compiled a list of celebrities who we think are hot and attractive. And of course, there are lots of celebrities out there. These are just the first ones that came to our mind. And I put them in a tournament bracket, and now we're going to make them fight each other, which is the most important part. It's the best part. So, of course, with me are my co-hosts, Potsticker number one, Teresa.
Hello.
And the Punset, Janelle.
Hello.
Okay, so let's get this showdown started. Yes, we love drum rolls. Okay, so for the first round, we have Jennifer Lopez against Lucy Liu. Fight.
fight.
Oh, I would love to insert that in here.
So obviously these are both hot women. That's why they're here today.
Very powerful women.
That's why they're both here today. What am I saying? They're both hot in their own individual.
Do any of us have any initial reactions to it? I feel like we should do gut reactions, and if we all have the same gut reaction, then we'll go with that.
Okay.
And then if we don't, then we'll side cases.
Okay. So gut reactions. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Jennifer Lopez. Okay.
Yay.
Sorry, Lucy Liu. We love you though.
Yes, it worked.
Okay. So our next round is now Sebastian Stan against Justin Baldoni, and if people don't know who they are, should we just give a brief what they're in?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Real quick.
Well, Sebastian Stan is in the Marvel movies. He's Bucky,
mm-hmm. the Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Justin Baldoni is in Jane the Virgin.
Yes.
He's Raphael.
Yes, Raphael.
No. They're both very good looking. I don't. Mm-hmm. My gut reaction is just nothing at the moment.
There's no guts.
I'm just like, wow.
They're both abs guys.
Yeah.
As you mentioned earlier.
I did mention they're both abs guys.
That's true.
Oh, I really have no gut reaction. This is bad.
My gut reaction is Sebastian Stan.
Me too.
I don't know why, though. I just like him
better.
He's
just been around for so long.
He's been appearing most on my For You page. After watching The Falcon and the Winter Soldier team.
Yes.
Okay. I do love Justin.
I know.
Me too.
Difficult. Well, we have to choose one before we move to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just go with Sebastian Stan.
Okay.
Since
let's do.
Okay.
Goodbye, yay. Justin.
Okay. Next round. Oh,
okay.
Is V from BTS and Ariana Grande?
Oh wait. I didn't look up what he looked like.
Oh
before.
Yes.
Oh okay.
I think I know which one he looks like, but give me 2 minutes. You can discuss.
Okay. Well, I don't want to say my initial reaction.
Oh, okay.
I already have an initial reaction.
Ah, okay. I see.
Yeah, okay.
He does give me smaller vibes.
Yeah.
That's why I thought he was small. Okay.
But how tall is he, though? He's still pretty...
I don't know. Their websites lie about height, too.
He's 5'10", via Google.
I'd say that's about
that's
right.
That's about right.
Because they're all kind of the same heights-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Heights-ish?
Yeah, because they want... symmetry in groups that. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. V.
I am Grande. Sorry. I just think she's hot, but she's small.
She is small. I really like her ponytail.
Yeah, me too. She gives me hot small vibes. But V just gives me I'm a powerful Gucci boy vibes.
That's true.
Although, okay, are we rating this on hotness?
I think so, unless do we go into other things.
If it's just on hotness, then I would change it to Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Because I feel like V's not, he's cute.
He is very wholesome.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I sighed that.
Okay. We'll go with Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Sorry.
He is attractive, though. I liked his picture on Google.
I had Yuzu on here, but we just met.
He's not hot.
He's a wholesome,
cute
boy.
He's so
cute. I love him.
I just love him.
Okay. The next round is Zendaya versus Henry Golding.
I'm thinking of my gut reaction.
I have my gut reaction.
I already have my gut reaction.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Zendaya. Sorry, Henry Golding. I told Janelle earlier that Zendaya would step on me, and I would be like, yes,
she's
that's
just,
okay.
She's
that's
so
fine.
Perfect.
She's oh perfect.
God, she's so cool.
I love
she's
her. Hot.
She's so cool mm-hmm. and amazing.
Oh, that's going to be a tough
oh
round.
Boy.
Okay,
I can't
next
read that
one.
What does that say?
Okay, that's Lisa from Blackpink, and then Michael B. Jordan.
Wait. Oh, didn't Lisa just come out with, like, a new song?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was watching a video of it. It was so cool.
She's cool.
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
Wait, I don't have a gut reaction, I
Michael
think.
B. Jordan is Killmonger
from Panther.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have told people who Henry Golding was. He's from Crazy Rich Asians, everyone.
Yeah, the main guy character. Mm-hmm. The love interest. Yeah.
He hot, but Zendaya is hotter.
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay, I don't think I have a gut reaction.
I don't either.
Me too.
They're both interesting pair.
On opposite ends
of the world.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is hard.
I know mine.
What is yours?
Mine's Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, why?
I think he's hot. I liked him in... Okay, I know the other movies he's in, but I can't think of them right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was in Creed. He's in other movies, mm-hmm. but I think he's hot.
I was gonna say
he's
Lisa.
Loved by the world.
Loved by the world. What were you gonna say, Lisa?
Cause she gives me same vibes as like Zendaya. They will step on me, and I'll be like, "Thank you."
Isn't she small?
Oh,
Lisa's
sorry,
like, yeah. But she looks so tall. Mm-hmm. Cause she's so.
She does have like
she has
bad B vibes.
Yeah,
mm.
She has very long legs too
oh.
compared to her torso.
Oh.
So she just looks really tall.
Oh, and she's a dancer.
And she's
mm-hmm.
a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Zendaya's also a dancer. I think it's just I love dancers. They're all just gonna.
Okay.
Teresa, you get
is
to decide.
Is it me for tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm currently leaning a little bit more towards Michael B. Jordan.
That's fair.
So.
Okay.
Okay, Michael. Sorry, Lisa. I love you. I also love Michael B. Jordan.
What is that?
The next one is
Chalamet. Why did you do that?
I didn't do it on purpose. I randomly generated this bracket.
Okay.
So it's Timothée Chalamet versus Tom Hiddleston. This is hard.
Timothée Chalamet, as everyone knows, is America's Victorian sweetheart.
Yeah, America's Victorian sweetheart.
Little
is
Women.
Lady
Bird.
Lady Bird.
The King. Beautiful Boy. Dune.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hiddleston. Loki.
Loki. Mm-hmm.
That's like the most well-known role.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
King.
This is hard.
Yeah.
I thought I had a gut reaction. No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking about them. Because once again, we've been watching Loki. And now
exactly.
Like,
yeah. I love... well, we can talk about that later. It was good.
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Both of my pieces of my heart reside with them.
This is the hardest
for
Janelle. She loves them both the most.
We should not have put
hot
them together.
Little white boys.
I mean,
difficult.
I don't think Tom Hiddleston's little.
No. He's
no,
pretty
he's
big.
Pretty
he's
tall.
A pretty tall boy.
He's like 6 foot something.
Isn't he?
Wow.
I think so.
I thought so. Google.
Tom Hiddleston has an accent that adds to some hotness.
Yeah, but Timothée can speak French.
Oh.
I can speak French. So I can
we
understand every
French.
One of his French interviews.
And Caitlin would be like, oh.
Caitlin's so cool.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
I didn't take French for this reason, guys, but it just happened to come in handy.
A happy coincidence.
A happy little accident.
How tall?
6'2".
Oh. That's taller than
Timothée. That's pretty tall.
That is
yeah,
I think Timothée is like under 6.
I think so too.
I think so.
He's a pretty small boy.
I think he's smaller than Zendaya.
I think
oh.
so too. But she's tall. She's like 5'10".
Yeah, she's very tall.
AKA step on me.
Yes. 5'10".
Oh.
Oh, okay. She just looks small. She's a He's a little mini boy.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna be stuck here all day.
We would. We'll just keep staring at these names and be like, yeah.
And then we just keep sighing.
Yeah.
The next, like, 3 minutes is just like, okay.
Is there any slight leaning?
Yeah.
Which, towards who?
You love Timothy so much.
Love him. People are gonna fry me. But remember in my bio?
Yes.
I said I love pasta, dance, and Timothy.
You didn't say that.
What about Caitlin?
I don't know. It's hard. Because they're both on, like, different ends of their career, too.
This to be true.
Since he's just starting, Tom Hiddleston's, like, doing his thing, trying his prime. Like,
End
Terminus. See the End Terminus.
Caitlin! Don't be mean.
Science listeners dropped out. Go on, science listeners.
Goodbye.
Sorry, proteins.
The telomeres?
The telomeres.
Okay. Okay. Both of you are gonna have to do a gut. And I will facilitate the gut reaction, okay?
What do you mean?
I'm gonna do a 1, 2, 3. You just have to say. Okay, ready?
Oh no.
1, 2, 3.
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, well, that's 2 for Timothy.
Yeah, so we'll do Timothy.
We love Tom, though.
Yeah.
Could you be hot?
I just really like him and Loki.
Me too.
Tom Hiddleston's kissing each other.
Oh, the meme.
Oh, yeah. The meme. Caitlin saw. Did she send that to you?
Wait, which one?
I sent it to you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It was, like, on Tumblr, and it was, like, having his love interest. That's another Loki.
Yes, yes.
Femme is a cowardly move. You should have instead asked to Tom.
Tom Hiddleston's kissing each other. I love it. I would have watched it. Oh, it was so perfect.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we might have spoiled Loki for people.
But it's not two Tom Hiddlestons kissing each other.
No, but you said his love interest is cis.
A cis fan.
It's fine.
Yeah. Alas.
It's fine. Sorry, guys. Anyway, next round is Gal Gadot versus Daniel Day Kim.
I already have a good reaction.
I already have a good reaction, too. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Gal Gadot.
I don't really like her that much.
Really?
I haven't watched the Wonder Woman movies.
You have to watch. They're so good.
I know. Oh, I thought people didn't like
them. Oh, I liked them.
I liked the first one a lot better than the second one. The second one's not as good.
I think I just like her.
The first She's one, cute. Like, the first time I watched it, I didn't really like it. Mm-hmm. But then I watched it again, and I was like, no, this is actually pretty good.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched them. I only really liked Taken. But there was 2 for Gal Gadot.
Yeah, Daniel Dim do be iconic, though.
Mm-hmm.
He has a
square jaw.
Yes, very
he really
editorial
does.
Looking. Oh my god. Oh, she just cracked her whole body doing that. Okay, next one. Scarlett Johansson versus Gigi Hadid. I already have my...
I don't know if I have one. Wait, maybe I do. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Scarlett Johansson plays Black Widow. Gigi Hadid's the model that has a child with Zayn Malik from One Direction.
Oh, yes.
I keep forgetting to announce the people.
Yeah.
Daniel Day Kim is from Hawaii Five-O.
Oh, yeah.
And others.
He's from Lost. I saw him in Lost.
He's in
Raya.
Always Be My Maybe. Maybe.
He's also in Always Be My Maybe.
The first
boyfriend. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Scarlett Johansson.
I'm sad.
I forgot what I was saying halfway through, but I was saying Scarlett Johansson.
She do be hot. She does have a booty. It's really cute.
I loved her introduction in Iron Man.
I haven't watched the movie in a long time.
She's just really cool.
She's just very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I just realized that a lot of the people in here are from the Marvels.
Okay, here's the thing. We watch too much Marvel for our own good, but they also end up being in, like, other
things.
That's
true, that's true, that's true. Okay.
It's just those are the ones that we've seen recently, so when
right.
we made the list, we were like,
it was like the one that popped up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, we had to pick celebrities we all knew, and we all just happened to watch Marvel, because Janelle's not going to know our Chinese boys.
If only.
Yeah, if only. It's fine.
Okay.
Now, let's go back to the top. Now we're in round...
Oh! I already already know.
Yeah, we got rid of Sweet 16. Now we're in top 8.
I already know.
Okay, so now we have Jennifer Lopez versus Sebastian Stan. Oh, that's hard.
I already know.
I know.
You
too.
Know? What the fuck? Okay, you guys go, and then I'll be the tiebreaker because I think they're both great.
1, 2, 3.
Sebastian Stan.
Yay! Okay, well, Sebastian Stan, let's go.
Sorry, King. Jennifer, but he's just amazing.
Okay, the next one is Ariana Grande versus Zendaya. Oh, I already know.
I know, too.
Okay. Yes, okay.
1, 2, 3.
Zendaya.
Yay! I love her.
Step on me.
Yes, step on me. Next is Michael B. Jordan versus Timothée Chalamet.
Two different people.
Two very different.
They're so different.
Physiques just beyond opposite ends.
Versus, like, huh.
So then this is just up to preference at this point.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That's be true. Mm. I think I have mine.
I don't even know. My brain's just like, nah.
I think I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
Alas.
Do you?
I think so.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Timothée.
Timothée.
People
are gonna be angry at
us. People are gonna be very angry at us.
I know a lot of people do think Mike Jordan's hot. But this is my preference, skinny Victoria. He's hot though. They're both hot. That's why they're here.
This be true.
I think it's just also I've watched more Timothée movies.
Me too.
Which is my issue.
That's what I was thinking. I've seen like 3.
This is very biased, guys. Please don't come after us. All the
next.
Okay, Gal Gadot versus Scarlett Johansson. Okay, I already know. Oh. I already know.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, Gal Gadot. We can tell Janelle has not seen the DC movies.
Yeah, we'll have to watch it.
Yeah, we'll have to watch it.
It's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
No, it's DC.
It's DC, so it's not.
No, I don't know where we can watch it then.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out later.
Alrighty, okay.
Final four.
Oh no! The first one is Sebastian Stan versus Zendaya. I already know. Oh, hello, printer.
I think I know, but I feel like it's not the same as Caitlyn.
It's definitely not the same as mine.
Okay, yeah, I don't know who I'm gonna match with. This will be interesting. Yeah, okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Sebastian Stan?
No! I hate you all! Zendaya is my queen! She will rule the world!
She will, yeah! She's gonna take over the industry!
I'm sorry, Sebastian Stan. I also really appreciate you, but Zendaya. Stephanie Zendaya is fine.
Why did you say so Sebastian sad. Stan? Because you're Stan.
Because I'm Bucky.
Oh, yeah.
She really loves Bucky.
I
really
like Bucky.
I'm sorry. This is an upset in my heart.
A moment of silence for Zendaya.
A moment of silence for Zendaya. My heart breaking into a million pieces.
This is literally not a moment of silence. Okay.
Continue. Next. Okay. The next one is Timothée versus Gal Gadot. I already know.
Mm-hmm.
And I already doesn't matter what I say because I'm pretty sure yours is the same.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Gal Gadot.
Really? That's who I was gonna pick, but I didn't think you were gonna pick.
I love her as Wonder Woman.
She could step on him.
Yeah, she could beat the crap out of him.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that then.
Sorry, my love.
Sorry, Timothée. Sebastian Stan versus Gal Gadot. Oh, they're both very good at being I will step on you. But Zendaya is my like.
We had the moment of silence. Okay, now I think we should like maybe discuss before we.
Okay.
Yes, let's discuss a little.
Sebastian Stan, well, we know him as Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Very powerful. He was also in I, Tanya. He played the horrible husband of Tanya.
Oh my god, Caitlin. He's wearing a mustache.
Ew.
He looked very ugly. I did not like the mustache.
That wasn't included in the hotness factor.
Yeah, no facial hair, please.
I only watched that movie because figure skating. I think he was also in like a gymnastics movie. I couldn't tell you. He was in Gossip Girl when he was younger.
Yes,
he was adorable.
He was the like the bad influence.
Yeah, he was the bad. He was played a bad character.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Sebastian Stan. Bad boy. You tend to get really bad characters, so I feel like he as a person is very soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He seemed like a soft person in all those interviews I watched.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of what else. Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Gal Gadot.
And then Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman.
She's
so
perfect.
She's really tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really tall.
She has like a slight accent.
Mm-hmm. I think, is she like French? Is Godot French?
I don't know.
I can look it up.
Does she have kids?
Oh, good thing questions. So. I think she did.
I thought she did. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Godot?
Oh.
What is she?
Girl, you have to. Oh, Israeli.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I totally knew that.
Oh. I'm pretty sure she's from Israel, but I couldn't
realize. Sebastian Stan's Romanian?
Yeah, Sebastian Stan's Romanian. So we got. I don't know what else. He's got kind of like a New York accent. If we're talking about accents.
I feel like I know who I'm picking.
I don't know if I do.
I don't know either. This is so hard. She's 5'10".
Oh!
She's so tall.
We have so many tall people here.
Just powerful. Sebastian Stan is 6 feet.
Really?
Yeah, because he's not that. He's like tall, but he doesn't look that tall compared to some of the other people.
Yeah, in the movies.
Because
yeah.
They're taller than 6 feet.
That's wild.
Yeah. How tall is. No, we're not getting into this.
We'll can look that up later.
We can look this up later.
Do you have a reaction, Caitlin?
No, they're both really good looking.
I don't know if I do either.
I mean, if all those people in the room, I'd be like, wow, this is beautiful.
This is a beautiful room.
One hot room that's on fire.
Right.
I'm gonna just step out of it because
it's
I'm
on
not gonna
fire.
Add to it.
No. Okay, wait, no, I think I do. I feel bad. I'm not sure. Do you have one too?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Should we do ours? And then if
well,
it's different,
I have
then
one
can,
too,
you do
so
too?
It's
okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Sebastian Stan!
I wasn't kind of confused.
You said.
I was gonna say Gal Gadot.
Wow.
I know, that's why I felt bad.
Wow,
but I also
yeah,
agree
Sebastian
with Sebastian Stan.
Okay,
so.
Here
Sebastian
we go.
Stan!
He's our winner. Wow.
Fireworks. Yeah, that's fireworks.
Okay.
That's not.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say. Sparklers?
Sparklers.
Yeah, lots of sparklers. Oh,
wow,
this is great. This was fun. I was very entertained by this.
This was quite entertaining.
We should do more brackets. Or we could do like a tier list. I know people like doing those.
We could do a food bracket.
Oh, I like those little tier videos where it's
yeah,
like
where they rank people.
Those are
we could rank oh no, I think we put all these people in S tier. They just go bonk.
And then everyone would be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yay.
Although our other roommate would not agree with this list.
This list!
Sorry.
Well, this is our official list, so.
Yeah, or our official tier bracket. You can all fight each other about it. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Tell us if you have different opinions.
They're all beautiful people anyway, so it's like, I got nothing.
We had other people on our list.
We did.
But some of them I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, some of them Teresa didn't know.
I'm not very pop culture oriented.
Yes.
But there were quite a number of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our screening process was just Teresa.
Our screen process
I just
was
went
Teresa.
Through and I said, don't know him. Don't know her.
Yeah.
Don't know that person.
Janelle and I made this like list like when we woke up one morning and I was like,
I woke up
I'm
and Janelle texted me.
Yes.
And she goes, Caitlin has an idea for the podcast.
It's just a fun episode.
Yeah, it's cute.
So we don't have to think. Well, I know we did have to think. We had heartbreak in there too.
Sad.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this has been the end
Follow us on Instagram at potstickersandpunsit to stay up to date and get sneak peeks of our next episodes. And send us questions via a Google form, which we have linked in our Instagram bio. We'll answer them in our future podcasts. That's right. New episodes come out every Friday. And if you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.